Well, good morning, everyone. And if you missed last Monday's call, which did not get recorded, I just thought it was so substantive and timely about the next generation rising and performing and doing marvelous things. And I thought, okay, what's the ideal target group for NECAN people? And I've kind of in my own imagination have considered, well, if you're older and have had a few kicks in the teeth, you're probably going to appreciate opportunity more. And also, if you're older, if you're not hurting, you know someone who is. And sometimes young people, they might be thinking, well, I'm immortal, I'm going to live forever, and I'm going to get rich anyway. And they might not appreciate. But you know what? We need to talk to everyone. And there's a lot of people that are just coming of age right now, and I just think of this as such a career opportunity that, my goodness, a lot of the people that are going to be on the phone, I was a Royal Diamond in NECAN before they were born, and that's a fun thing to think about, as not only are we not running out of people, running out of prospects, we're actually losing ground because they're being born quicker than we can sponsor them. So anyway, that's just kind of some fun perspective. Everybody needs NECAN, and I'm actually kind of jealous. I got quite a few kicks in the teeth. I've worked for years doing things that I really didn't like to do, only for the money. And I'm just thinking, some of these wonderful people that are on the call, they're never going to have to experience that hardship. They're going to have NECAN as their one and only life career. And imagine the good you could do just being immersed in that. Not ever being in an office with politics and dog eat dog. What a way to have some clean living. But anyway, enough about my just thinking about everything. Molly Simpson is just a really fast-growing superstar, and a lot of her team is her children and her kids' friends. And I think this is a fun thing. And if you have kids, not only are you going to raise your kids, you're going to raise your kids as friends. And why not make it very, very profitable? So, hey, Molly, I'll turn it over to you and Haley and all these rising stars. So this is going to be a good call.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it. Man, this is fun. All you need to do is get a little more energy, is you add a little 10-4 and some young entrepreneurs. And let me tell you, that'll just keep your juices going all day and long into the night even. So that's one thing I've noticed with this younger crowd is they keep later hours. So be prepared to be up a little bit later. But it sure is worth it, and it sure is fun. And, spending time with your family, that's one of the biggest challenges, I think, when you're launching a NECAN business, because it takes a lot of your focus and that kind of thing. But I think you found a good solution. I think why not just sponsor your kids? And then you get to spend all kinds of time with them, and it's super fun and exciting, and you're doing something really worthwhile. Well, I want to just introduce, we've actually got two guests on the call. We had some exciting things transpire yesterday and more that are coming today. And so I wanted Liana to be a part of this too. But Haley, do you want to just share for a minute what got you interested in NECAN, and why did you choose NECAN as a career path?
Well, I grew up with NECAN, obviously. But I just recently really caught the vision of NECAN and what it's all about. And I think it was probably at the expo when I caught the vision for NECAN. And I finally realized that all these people, all these amazing people that were surrounding me at the expo, you know, were doing this because they had a dream. And that, to me, if I can find a vehicle to create my dreams, no matter what it is, that's just, it's life-altering. It's amazing. And it just excites me so much. And, you know, it's a plus that I get to help people along the way, you know, and impact and change their lives. So I love that aspect of Nikan too.
That's awesome. For those of you who haven't met Haley yet, she is just in her second year of community college, / finishing high school. And I have to tell you this, when she was in the womb, she was going to have a different name, a much calmer, docile name, but I could tell that even before she was born, she was a little fireball. And so she became Haley, like Haley's Comet. And she has just taken that name and run with it. She's used it well. But it's fun to watch her grow and fun to be a part of her excitement and her future. And what better gift can we give those we love most? Haley, would you introduce Liana?
Absolutely. Liana, are you still away?
I am.
Liana, this is Liana. She's one of my favorite people. My mom actually introduced us, and we've become, I think, really good friends since then. She has amazing, amazing mind on her, and I've loved to watch her grow, being 10. And her personality is just so incredible. She's so kind-hearted and loving, and she's just perfect for Nikan. And so I'm going to let her talk a little bit about the reason why she joined Nikan.
Yeah, well, Molly first introduced me to Nikan about, 3 months ago or so, mainly because of some health challenges I was going through. But this past year, as I've been dealing with that, I started to kind of develop a passion for health and helping other people with their health. But just right out of high school, I couldn't do much with that, taking this year off and not being in college. But it was so when Molly introduced me to the products, I knew that there was something to them and that they were going to really be beneficial to me, and that excited me. But when she mentioned something about, a business opportunity, an opportunity to, share these with other people, that really caught my attention, and I wanted to learn more. So I stayed that night, and she presented the plan to me, and it really clicked, because it was something exactly what I was looking for, a tool to really help people right now with their health and get out there, and also just grow personally in being more confident and more able to connect with people and make friends, and it's just been incredible. So
that's fantastic, and we love working with you. It's like a big party all the time, it feels like. And just our group, our organization, we hosted a rollout party here in Colorado. So yesterday and today, we just opened up times all throughout the day that people could come over and get rollouts. And so anyone in our organization or anyone in the area was welcome to come and bring their prospects over and give them rollouts. And Liana had a great appointment Monday. Liana, do you want to share a little bit about what happened there?
Sure. Yeah. Let's see. Monday, I met with my homeopathic doctor just for an appointment. But towards the end, I brought up Nikan, and I was there like another hour or so. And he was really interested in what I had. He had done a little studying with magnetics and stuff, and he's, familiar with energy medicine, but he told me that he could tell that I was passionate about this, and so he just wanted to come in and check it out. And so I kind of...
Oh, dear, I think you lost Liana.
I've been interested.
Oh, there you are. There you are.
Oh, am I cutting out?
But yeah, and he saw some benefit for himself with some new problems he was having, but also he decided that he wanted to sign up and be a consultant and use them to help some of his clients that he knows could benefit from me. So I signed up my first consultant the other day, which was super exciting, and it's kind of crazy to think it was my own homeopathic doctor, but it was really neat.
It was super exciting, and it was pretty fun as we gathered around. We had Liana and Haley, both very young, vivacious girls, and myself, and this gentleman in his 70s is a homeopathic doctor. So we were talking about the Meekan family and the structure, and we all had a good laugh that in Meekan, Liana's his mother, Haley's his grandma, and I'm his great-grandma, and we just laughed about that, and he made comments that, you know, hey, Grammy, will you help me out to the car, and that kind of thing. It's pretty fun. So he's going to be a great addition to the Meekan family, and just a lot of fun. Give him a few months, and I think he'll probably be on the call helping to answer questions. But Haley had a really exciting day, too. Well, a really exciting week. We launched a HiHo Silver call for all those who are really working on silver, and I believe these ladies are going to do it, along with some other people in the group. But we had a momentum marathon. Haley, do you want to explain that a little bit?
The momentum marathon?
Yes.
Okay. We get on a group text, and it's so much fun. And we're contacting people all day, and you're texting in, and, you know, people are looking at it and cheering you on. And it's like you have this huge support team that's constantly like, yes, you're amazing, go get it, you know. And it keeps your energy vibrating at a higher level all day than, like, I mean, more than anything else. And it just, like, it really, really makes an impact on the contacts you're making and the quality of contacts you're making. And I love it for that.
Awesome. And you mentioned it keeps your energy at a higher level. What does that have to do with your success?
Well, recently I discovered I had a big aha moment. And I hope you don't mind me sharing, but I wanted to do Meekan before out of desperation. I wanted, you know, I was like, there's no other way that I'm going to be able to achieve my dream, but, you know, like, what if I can't do this? And my energy changed at the expo. I finally realized that I shouldn't be doing things out of desperation. I need to be doing them out of hope. And so my energy has changed to that level of hope, and when I'm vibrating at that frequency of energy, I'm happier all day long. I'm attracting people to me. You know, I have people ask, like, what are you doing? What's changed with you? Like, why are you so happy? And it's so easy to tell them, too, and things just flow better. And I've had so much success this past week. It's been incredible.
That's awesome. How many people do you think you'll have in your organization at this time next week?
At least 8, at least.
That's exciting. Super exciting. So Haley really took the momentum marathon to heart and just went crazy contacting people. And now they're flocking to her, right, Hay?
Yep.
So then you get the buzz going. You get enough 10-4 going through your system and enough juice that people just seek you out. I've explained it, it's kind of like the bug light syndrome, only the people don't die from the experience. But they're just drawn to you. They can't really explain why. But that energy is just, it's so key to attracting success with this. So Haley and Liana, both of you, I'm going to ask the question, and then both of you, if you wouldn't mind sharing your responses. I know there are a lot of people that would like to know, okay, how do I talk to someone in the Y generation? How do I approach youth? What should I say to them? What are they going to be interested in? Do they treat you guys different than a middle-aged mom?
I think the only difference that they would have probably more respect for you. You're not functioning on the same peer level. So, it's just like talking to a friend, and I said this on Monday, you know, it's easier to make a friend and then build a business relationship, build a business partner, than it is to build a business partner and make a friend. And it's really easy to talk to the younger generation. You know, we don't have as many inhibitions because we haven't lived life as long. And we have been taught in our culture now, especially those in college, the need for an alternative way, you know, besides the corporate side, an alternative way of making an income, an alternative way of, you know, getting out of debt. It's really easy to get us interested. The only problem is we're scatterbrained, and it's hard to keep us focused. So, and I'm sure, Mom, you've seen that to be true with me, but...
but someone is saying, I think definitely it's, like Katie said, it's pretty easy to just get that first interest, just because I think, you know, people are realizing, you know, how the world is changing, and in that sense, just jobs and things like that, but I think just really being empowering and letting them, kind of opening that door, because sometimes it can, people our age, they don't think, like, you know, building a business at, you know, 19 is something that they can do. That's not something that, you know, they wake up, oh, you know, I'm going to build a business today. And so just really kind of focusing on allowing them to see the vision and see their potential in this business, even at the younger age. That's what I would have to say.
Awesome. You're just opening up a world of possibilities. So make friends with them, and if you've got kids around that age, it's really quite easy to do. Or maybe you could volunteer for some organization, or volunteer at a college somewhere, and just kind of be around kids of that age, and get used to being around them, and make that opportunity available to them. Because I don't know about any of the rest of you, but I wasn't thinking about starting a business at that age. But the world is different. The world has changed from when we were that age, or, you know, even more so for any of you that are a little more mature. But the 40-year option and then retire and live off your retirement, that doesn't exist for these youth coming up. And the healthcare system is failing too. So they already have an understanding of that they've got to do something different. And they want to make a difference. They want to change the world. And so when WeCan comes in as an option, for many of them, it's exactly what they've been looking for. So, Haley, what products are your favorite to introduce to this generation?
I would have to say between the 10-4 and the KBB, just because that it's consumable, and, you know, this generation is all about
consumable products. And also, we, as college students, we use energy drinks like, oh my gosh. That's our water for the day, you know? Like, it's just, and if we could find something that's alternative, you know, that is healthy for you and, like, it helps you feel, it gets in a better mood, you know? I just, it's totally life-changing. And also, you know, there's a lot of college students that are either, you know, wanting to bulk up or to lose weight. And they're, it was a Kenzen vital balance, but it's just, I know it's helped me. but it, like, I don't know, I just think it's a really, really, it's a wide open market, especially for the younger generation. So,
awesome. Awesome. Now, there also are probably some people close to your age on the call. What advice would you give them?
Like Dave Johnson says, just go get it. I just, to all of you Generation Y consultants out there, or yet to be consultants, I'm going to give you some advice. Catch the vision now, and for the rest of your life, you will be able to have an impact, and you will be able to say that you had a place in changing the world.
Wow. That's pretty powerful. Liana, do you have anything you'd like to offer as advice?
I just kind of out for a minute there, so I didn't catch the last minute or so what was going on. But
that's okay. What advice would you offer people in your generation if they're wanting to do this and they're considering this as an option?
I would just say similar to Haley, just, run with the vision, and I think that, similar, you mentioned this on the High Horse Over Call, Molly, that even, you know, when a hard time comes up, or maybe a bad week or whatever, it's that, you know, when there's a storm, you don't jump off the boat, you stay in the boat, and that, for me, I'm starting to really see results of that. As last month, I've just been continuing to make contacts, and this week I'm really starting to see the results of that. So,
yeah, awesome, awesome. So sometimes people may feel a little bit like they're facing some obstacles and challenges. That's a good sign that you're on the right path. A good sign. And so just staying plugged in and keeping on the calls and reading and working on yourself a little bit and creating that energy and juice, tap into where the juice is coming from, too. Being on these calls, the Morning Rev is a perfect name for this call. It just gives me a rev to go the rest of the day. And it's awesome. It's awesome to be a part of this group. It's awesome to see these younger people stepping up to the plate and ready to take NECAN to the next generation. We have families now that are being raised completely in a wellness home. And most of my children have been raised completely in a wellness home. And just over the last couple of years, I have noticed, I've kind of woken up. It was actually my oldest son that made me consider NECAN as a viable career option. And I had kind of played around with it before, but didn't really give it the due diligence it deserves. My oldest son is now on a mission, but he came up to me about 2 years ago and said, "Mom, I really want to do NECAN." I'm like, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah, I do." And so as I thought about it, yeah, I felt really strongly that I wanted to do Niken. And so I partnered up with him, and we had so much fun going out and meeting people. We went to the mall and made contacts there, and just had a lot of fun together building his organization. And he's now featured in the four-year career Royal Ambassador Edition. If you look at the back, he's a really attractive young man in there. But what's exciting is he is out serving other people right now in another country, but he still gets a paycheck every month to help cover his expenses for his mission. And he'll come back and still have an income coming in and be able to build from there. What a legacy. What a legacy to leave, and so powerful, so exciting. So I challenge each of you to really take an inside look of what is it you're desiring, what is it you're trying to create, and put that out there as the reason you're doing it. Let it give you juice. Another couple we've been working with, Tim and Darla, we've had some discussions about Niken. They're another couple that has kind of been reawakening to Niken. And I see this renaissance happening throughout Niken. A lot of people that maybe have played with it before but didn't really take full advantage of it are now coming to see the light and the energy that Niken's giving off, especially with our new president, Ben Woodworth, and a lot of the new technologies that are now coming out. Fantastic. It's a fantastic time to do Niken. But we talked about the I being simulation from humans being more, where if you think about two really tall buildings, and it's kind of windy up there, the skyscrapers, you know, and they're next to each other, but they're probably about 100 feet apart. And you lay an I-beam down on top of those. And it's kind of windy up there. You feel the building kind of swaying at the top. And it's kind of cold, a little icy. But you have this I-beam laid out across the top. Would you cross from one side to the other? And most people would say, no, I wouldn't do that. What about if there was $100 waiting for you on the other side? No, that's not going to happen. $1,000. What about $5,000? And then for Jim and Darla, I knew their biggest motivator is their grandbaby. And their grandbaby has moved away from them. And I know it'll be something different for the younger crowd. They don't have grandbabies yet. But think about what is it that motivates you if they were on the other side of that I-beam. How fast would you run across it? And that's the kind of motivation it takes to really let it sink in and really keep you moving forward when you face people that are cynical or people that are having challenges catching the vision that you have. But if your vision is strong enough, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Keep your vision so strong and keep that positive vibe that Haley was talking about, that energy that just buzzes, and you won't run into a lot of people like that. They're drawn to that. And then we get to explain the reason why we have that energy, why we have that buzz. We have some fantastic news to share. And it has the potential to be completely life-changing. Haley, do you have anything else you'd like to add? Anything you've thought of that you'd like everyone to know?
Well, I would love to share our Facebook page for the Generation Y. We're just getting it up and running still, and there's nothing on it quite yet. But I think there's enough that if you have someone, that's Generation Y-er, to send them to this page and just kind of see what we're all about. And so our Facebook page is Generation WHY. The Generation Y. And then we have, and if you want to contact me, you can send me a message through the page. If you want me to three-way with you, I would love to do that. I love doing that. I love helping out. And if you have any questions about contacting anyone from the Younger Crowd, just give me a shout.
Awesome. Thank you, Haley. Thank you. Rihanna, anything you'd like to share?
I think I'm good. Yeah, I was going to kind of bring up the tape that he got that covered. So,
see, they think alike, man. They're just awesome. It's been fun. And both of these ladies will be in Orlando. So if you're headed to Orlando, connect with them and kind of get an inside scoop of how it's working for them. And they're more than happy to do three ways and that kind of thing and help you work with your people as well. So you can connect with them on the Generation Y Facebook page. Dave, anything else you'd like us to discuss today?
Oh, golly. That's great. I was just kind of thinking the idea about the fundamental activities that you do to build a business. Eric Worre talks about 7 of them, and of course the obvious ones are talk to people, but he mentions the highest paid activity is get people to events, and I think their call right here and just the transformation that happened in these young ladies coming to the expo made a big event, and it's not too late. It's about exactly 1 month away that we're going to have something that truly is historical, the 40th anniversary. NECAM's going all out. There's going to be people from all around the world coming into Orlando, and boy, I think about my history, and probably anyone else that's listening. There's probably been moments in your life when you've investigated opportunity. And I remember, as an example specifically, while I was in my early 30s looking for something, and I came across an ad, and it talked about how to make 6 figures and everything, and they wouldn't tell me too much detail, but it sounded good enough that I got my credit card out and flew out to Des Moines, Iowa, and it was a really neat experience. Met this man that was a self-made multimillionaire, and he, when he was young, did all kinds of interesting things. Invented the dipstick, as an example. Well, someone had to invent that. Also invented a device that would keep tractors from doing a wheelie and coming on over and killing the farmer. It was just a kind of little bearing with electrical contact, and if it rolled so far, the ignition would kill and the tractor would come down. When he was a very young kid, he was playing with magnets in the bathtub and actually came up with the idea of magnetic mines, and so you wouldn't have to make physical contact. Just a proximity of a steel hull on a ship would set it off, and he became had a Duesenberg when he was in his early 20s, and it was fascinating. I got to sit next to him as we had dinner at his estate, and here I am, this young guy, and actually it was a really wonderful experience. I found out later on that the opportunity he had for me was to sell cigarette vending machines, which I don't think they're even around now, and it didn't kind of fit in with my I couldn't get excited about it, but I was really glad to have met him, and he gave me a pen, and it said, "From someone who believes in you," and that was something I took to heart, and I've actually used that in building my business, and so it actually paid going out there. Even though I never acted on it, but I think all of us would have stories where we flew off somewhere just to check something out. And so Molly, you mentioned due diligence. That's something that we all should do when we're investigating an opportunity. Certainly, if we're thinking of giving our life to it, our life's work. And I think probably the best deal to do that would be get a ticket and go out and just meet the leadership, see what the vision is, and I believe I discover. Like I did, that this is one of the few corporations that actually has a heart and a soul. It's not just trying to make a profit. It's trying to make a difference. That our business is a business not just to make a profit, and we want to do that, but to do good. And boy, you can do a lot of good with this. And so really seriously consider. Just do it. Come to the 40th anniversary convention and have the opportunity to be on the very beginning of a 40-year-old company as we launch and continue to launch NECAN 2.0. But, well, you guys, I really, really appreciate your sharing your ideas, and I hope all that are listening will just reach inside yourself and think of enough reasons to do it. Think of reasons why it's possible, not reasons why it doesn't. You know, feed your faith, not your doubt. I like the name of your company, Team Hope, and that's one of our most wonderful products, as we can offer people hope and some direction and roadmap to take that hope somewhere to be fulfilled. So anyway, everybody, I love you all. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and don't keep it a secret, and act on your career every day. Take care.